This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. There are now people coming forward who have heard the 17 audio recordings that the FBI has in its possession. 15 feature Poroshenko, Kolomoisky, and other Ukrainians. And Poroshenko was the former president of Ukraine. And baby boy Hunter pervert Biden. Two of them feature the big guy. One of them is the big guy and Poroshenko. Well, someone has published a partial or a transcript of the phone call. The audio recording, which is, you can find it on Twitter. I'll tell you what it says. The audio recording of a telephone conversation between Vice President of the United States, Biden, and President of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, December 19, 2016. Biden, no, they're not. I told you, the FBI concluded he had nothing and they stopped. That was it. There is no reason to talk with him again. Poroshenko says something, and then Biden says, no, I will check that and confirm with you. Why is the Vice President of the United States talking to the President of Ukraine, and why is he talking about someone that's being investigated by the FBI? Well, according to Stephen McIntyre here, who has posted this, we get this, or he says this on this tweet. On December the 29th, 2016, Ambassador Yovanovitch reported a new article on Onyashenko to an interesting list. Victoria Nuland, Chiaramella, Biden's now Facebook Makaju, Brink at the State Department, Gregory Flieger at the NSC, plus CC to three state officials. Here is what is in the communique, if you will. FYI, Onyashenko in the news again in this very long article. This time, there are accusations that Burisma allegedly had a subsidiary dump natural gas as a way to pay bribes. Mentions that Hunter Biden and former Polish President Kwasniewski are on the Burisma board. This is sent by Ambassador Marie L. Yovanovitch. And then the Kiev Post has the headline, Onyashenko accuses Poroshenko of pressuring Burisma, energy firm linked to Biden Kwasniewski or Kwasniewski. So if you follow the thread here, 4 months before Telyashenko was sanctioned, Andriy Derkach, a Ukrainian parliamentarian who opposed the Biden-Poroshenko regime in Ukraine in 2014 to 2016, was sanctioned by Mnuchin's treasury. His social media accounts were canceled and his website was taken offline. Copies and information on the Biden-Poroshenko tapes were removed from YouBoob and elsewhere in an even more thorough operation than the deep-sixing of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. The erasure of Derkach's Biden-Poroshenko tapes and information took place only 3 weeks before the cancellation of Hunter Biden laptop and was even more thorough. But while the cancellation of Hunter Biden laptop information is now finally receiving a limited amount of attention, the cancellation of Derkach has received this thus far.
0.0.
One obvious question. The Hunter Biden laptop from hell story was canceled because 51 or so Intel professionals said it was Russian disinformation, but that was untrue. Was deprecation of Derkach as Russian disinformation any better founded? I don't know, but people are now digging into it. Folks, the smoking gun is out there. The clock is ticking on the Biden regime. How many of you remember the Kevin Costner movie, No Way Out? Remember, we watched it. Remember, he was having a fling dean. He was a Russian double agent. He was having a fling dean with the chick that worked in the White House. And there was a photograph that she had snapped of him. And he burned it, thinking that he had torched the evidence. And they had a new sophisticated Photoshop program that they were running during the movie. The guy was like, I can recreate the image, but it's going to take 2 days. And during this, you know, Costner's trying to find a way to get the photo and all that. That's what's happening with Biden right now. They have to know that someone in the FBI is going to crack. They got to know that someone there is still a solid FBI agent or someone that has had or had access to the Hunter Biden, big guy Biden phone conversations, which we now know exist. There could be no doubt now. We know they exist. Why aren't they being played? You know, Richard Nixon played this game. Nixon lost. I don't know if you remember this. Nixon ultimately, because they were tape recording using a cassette recorder, or were they using a reel-to-reel? I forget. Probably a reel-to-reel in 1974. Nixon authorized, yeah, you could turn the tape recording on. That was his demise. Whoever conned Nixon into recording those conversations was ultimately responsible for what would have been his impeachment. But what happened at the end of the day? Woodward and Bernstein and others were closing in. A copy of that tape was leaked. And there were people then who had heard what Nixon had said, which I still don't think was damning. It was embarrassing, but it wasn't damning. That tape was played to members of the United States Senate for a select committee on, it wasn't the church committee, it was one of those. And it was Republican senators that called Nixon, as the story goes, that called Richard Nixon and said, dude, you got to just resign because they're going to come after you. They're going to impeach you. And they're going to impeach you and they're going to play those tapes as evidence. So just get out now and we have an agreement with them that they're not going to play the tapes. The tapes are not going to be released. And for all practical, as Jen Psaki would say, as Pepper Psaki would say, for all practical intensive purposes, the tapes haven't been released. We now know, without beyond a shadow of a doubt now, that the tape recordings of Hunter, Kolomoisky, and Poroshenko, former Ukrainian president, we now know that they exist. I didn't know until I read this Twitter thread this morning, though, that this other character was involved, this Andrei Derkach. Now, let me tell you, if you go and watch my video series that I did with Olivier Boyer, the French journalist, called Ukraine Gate, if you go watch the Ukraine Gate, you will see Andrei Derkach. He is in the Ukraine Gate videos. He's now basically a whistleblower. He told Olivier and the other journalist what was going on with Burisma, Poroshenko, and Biden. So this whole thing, remember, I've been telling you since 2019, I have been telling you people that is still listening to this as a daily broadcast radio show, and now as a TV show for some of you on watching on Rumble or on Roku today. I've been telling you that the Ukraine Gate story, at the UkraineGate.info, the series, and that whole investigation there, that the smoking guns were there. The Latvians indicted Hunter Biden. The Romanians indicted Hunter Biden and Devin Archer. The Ukrainians, Viktor Shokin, the famous prosecutor who Biden said, son of a biscuit, they fired the guy. Viktor Shokin was let back into power for a very brief amount of time, guess by who? By Zelensky. And Shokin was breathing down the neck. He was about ready to impanel a grand jury, or maybe he did impanel a grand jury. The grand jury had agreed with Shokin that charges ought to be brought against Joe Biden for interfering in the political affairs of the people of Ukraine. You know, something funny happened, though, on the way to indicting Joseph Robinette Biden for his crimes in Ukraine. Zelensky fired him. True story. Zelensky fired him. is part of the reason why $400 billion has been thrown at this fake commandant clown, Zelensky, that it is payback for him killing the Shokin investigation? Is part of it that Zelensky must have known because Shokin would have told him where the Biden bodies were buried? Why isn't anyone else putting this together? I'm not an investigative journalist. I ought to turn this over to George Webb. Why isn't anyone else putting this together? I string this together in series of radio shows. You know, we do investigative reports all the time. It doesn't sound like they are, but I just gave you one. We just did a deep dive on what Senator Ted Cruz and others yesterday were axing of Deputy Assistant Director of the FBI, who basically said, I'm not giving you those tapes, Senator. You're not going to get them. To which, you know, Ted Cruz, faking like he was outraged, what do you mean you're not going to give me? Maggie, play the digital media file. I want people to hear this in case you're on your way to work and you're not going to miss, and you can only listen to the first hour. Play the 12. The last one. Senator Ted Cruz, the deputy director, Abadi. Now, listen to this exchange. Listen to it very carefully, because Senator Cruz is basically, and I don't like Ted Cruz, but he is a member of the United States Senate. He did ask the question yesterday. He's going to ask the question about the tapes. Well, the forum says, why were you guys denying? How come we didn't know? Why didn't you tell us that you had these tapes? And then, we want to hear, but don't you think the American public has the right to hear the deals their vice president was making then and may still be making now?
Last month, a whistleblower brought to light the existence in the FBI of a report, an FD 1023, in which the informant alleges that President Biden and his family members engaged in a $5 million bribery scheme during his time as vice president. Deputy Director Abadi, is it true that the FBI has a report making those allegations?
I'm not going to comment on that, Senator.
And why is that?
I'm just not going to comment on information we received, investigations, or
you owe an
matters.
Obligation to the American people to be candid about evidence of corruption by the President of the United States?
This is an area that I'm not going to get into with you, Senator.
Well, I understand you don't want to, and that's why people are mad at the FBI, because you're stonewalling and covering up serious allegations of evidence of corruption from the president. Yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley stood on the Senate floor and alleged that there are 17 recordings of this informant from Burisma, Ukrainian natural gas company. 15 of them are recordings, voice recordings of him talking to Hunter Biden. 2 of them are voice recordings of him talking to Joe Biden. Deputy Director Abate, does the FBI have 17 voice recordings laying out evidence of a bribery scheme?
Senator, I would add also that we've worked with the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, this is the Senate. We're the other side of the Capitol. This is the Senate. Do you have those 17 recordings?
I'm not going to comment on any investigative matters, Senator.
See, that's the problem. The FBI,
stop,
and I've had this conversation with Chris.
Just pause. What do you mean you're not going to comment on it? Either the tape exists or it doesn't. Saying that you're not going to comment on it is the same thing as pleading the fifth. The FBI is in dangerous banana republic territory here, folks. I am not a federal prosecutor or an attorney of any sort. I do know a little bit about this. If they keep this up, if they keep this stonewall of this like, we're not going to go, dude, you answer to the Congress. You are funded by the United States Congress. Your rules have to be approved by the Congress. Now, ultimately, the president appoints the FBI director. So, I mean, he does execute the law. But Congress can bring the FBI to an end. Congress can also subpoena him. Now, here's what I want to know. Two evenings ago, Donald John Trump of Mar-a-Lago, Florida, had a press conference, or basically a little announcement, in New Jersey. Where was what was the name of the not New Bedford, wherever Trump was, had a he was in Bedminster. Where he said, where he was going over there, and that he had been charged and indicted with crimes that he didn't commit and crimes that have been basically made up, invented. And then he pointed to his son, Eric, and he said, that kid right there has been indicted more times, has been subpoenaed more time than any person in the history of the human race. And he's responded to every single one of them. Stop grandstanding, Senator Cruz. Stop all this show trial crap. Stop protecting the regime. Stop protecting your wars. And issue the subpoena. If they have the evidence, tell them that they have to turn it over. This, folks, this is not an option. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is not some agency that has to exist because the Constitution says it has and has its own set of rules and its own built-in or baked-into the cake authority. That's just not how it works. If that G-darn tape exists, and we have now incontrovertible, I believe, evidence that it does, then Congress has the right to hear it. Somebody's going to say, it's top secret client. Why is a conversation between a vice president, former vice president, and a former president of another country, how on earth could that be could possibly be classified? To my knowledge, the vice president does not carry around a nuclear football and does not have the fabled nuclear launch codes. What could those two possibly be discuss that the rest of us aren't entitled to hear? This is not going to end well. They're basically now saying that there are parts of the Biden regime and the federal government that exist under the now direct authority of the Biden regime that are above all laws. You know that whole thing with Jack Smith coming out the other day when he read the Trump indictment? There's not two sets of laws in this country. There's one set, and Trump must be held to that. Justice is blind. Oh, is it now? Well, where's the justice for the American people? We have the right to know what Biden was doing with Poroshenko and with Hunter and Devin Archer and all the rest of them, and when he was doing it, and why was he doing it? All right, back to the to the tape, because a body's just going to keep saying, no, I ain't giving it to you. You're not getting it.
Ray, too. This is why you are damaging the institution. The American people have a right to know whether there is serious, credible evidence that the president of the United States took a $5 million bribe. And by the way, if it's false, Chairman Durbin just rolled his eyes. If Chairman Durbin were interested in the rule of law, we would have a hearing on these allegations. But of course, the Democrats don't want a hearing on these allegations. And to be clear, if the allegations are false, you know who could disprove them? Joe Biden. He could call for this to be released publicly. But the FBI is stonewalling.
Stop the tape. One quick note. Remember Trump's call with Zelensky? Remember Shifty Adam Schiff refused to release the contents of the call and instead just said that the president has engaged in international espionage and treason by... And the whole thing was related to what? Supposedly Trump's fear that he was going to have to face Biden in the general election, and he was scared Biden was going to beat him, so he was trying to destroy him by supposedly illegally digging up dirt on Biden through the Ukrainians. Remember that? To dispel this vicious lie, what did Trump do? He released the call. He released. Now, who's honest and who's dishonest here? What did Trump do? He released the call. I remember the day he released it. somewhere around August the 25th or something like that. After this had gone on for just a couple of days, he went, "They never thought in a million years that I would release that tape, that I would release the call. Read the transcript yourself, Joe. Read the transcript, Melonhead Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a perfect call." He released the call. Why? Because he knew he hadn't done anything wrong. All right. Start the tape.
Would you agree?
Two things, Senator. No one's stonewalling. The 1023
you just said you refused
was provided
to answer the question.
In response to a subpoena.
Okay, then why'd you refuse to answer my question?
The pertinent information is there, and I reject your assertion that the
FBI
is politicized.
Why did you refuse to answer my question?
I just answered your question.
Okay, so yes, you have a 1023. Do you have the 17 recordings, yes or no?
I'm not going to get further into that.
So subject. You're stonewalling. You can't say I'm not refusing to answer your question, but I won't answer your question.
I'm going to answer within the parameters that we operate in.
That's the problem. The FBI has right now an unlimited hubris that you believe you are unaccountable. You don't believe you're accountable to the United States Congress, and you don't believe you're accountable to the American people. And you are doing damage. The FBI is a great institution. When I go home to Texas, people ask me, should we abolish the FBI? Now, I tell them no, because you have heroes and patriots working for you that are catching child predators, that are catching terrorists. But you're sitting there happily erecting a wall to protect Joe Biden. Will you provide to this committee, not the House, the Senate Judiciary Committee, will you provide the FD 1023 and will you provide the 17 recordings so we can assess what is the evidence, the specific credible evidence that Joe Biden personally took a $5 million bribe from a foreign national?
Senator, we will work with this committee, you and other members, to provide the information within the parameters of the process.
Will you provide the FD 1023, yes or no?
I will take that back and we will work with our
team. So you're not answering that. Will you provide the 17 recordings?
We will take that back and we'll work with you.
So you're not answering that either. Did you investigate in any way, shape, or form these allegations?
Senator, once again, I'm not going to comment.
So you're not going to say whether you did your job?
We do our job to the very best of our ability.
Well, not here. You're not answering a single question to the American people. And you may think this is esoteric. I promise you, millions of Americans are concerned. You know who isn't concerned? Not a single Senate Democrat. We're going to go through this whole hearing. Not one Democrat will ask a question about this. You know who else isn't concerned? The corporate media, who is joining with the Democrats in covering up this evidence. If Joe
hey,
Biden is
stop
innocent.
Stop the tape. We're about out of time in this segment anyway. What's the purpose of this hearing? Anyway, why do they keep having these hearings? You're a member of the United States Senate. You have subpoena authority, Ted. I call on Ted Cruz. You people that are Texans, bombard this guy's office. Tell him to stop the drama plays. He has subpoena authority.